Hello, respective viewers, it's George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel once again. And in this video, I'm going to talk about the Putin regime's intensifying war against freedom, against freedom of expression, freedom of conscience, and civil society in Russia itself. And of course, they're spreading these oppressive tentacles to Ukraine and other countries that they illegally occupy parts of, such as Georgia and indeed Moldova. Because when Putin became president in the year 2000, Russia was largely a free country and had elections that were somewhat free without too much cheating. There were real opposition parties and there was a free expression. And people said they wanted in the media and could openly criticize him and indeed ridicule him. But he's become increasingly intolerant of that. And he's closed this all down as part of the re-Stalinization of society. Remember that the Russian constitution expressly prohibits censorship, except. And he's brought in so many exceptions that this very notion of no censorship is more honoured in the breach and the observance, except you mustn't diminish the military glory of the Red Army in the Second World War, you mustn't so-called rehabilitate fascism, although Putin does that himself, and you mustn't spread social disharmony, you mustn't propose independence for any of the ethnic minority nations of the Russian Federation. And you mustn't discredit the military, even if what you say is absolutely true. And you mustn't injure religious sentiments. And I can't think of the other things you can't do. You can't propose certain reforms of criminal law, all sorts of things. You cannot disseminate rumors known to be false, or that's better known as the truth. You can't tell the truth about certain things, because that'll be so. This is the sort of topsy-turvyism of Putinism. They'll argue up is down. So it really is 1984 that the truth is false, and so forth. That freedom is slavery. But it was just today a court in Russia mandated the closure of the Sova Analytical Center. Sova meaning owl, which is an awful pity. Because the ground for this is it's only registered in Moscow and it operates in many different regions of Russia. So on this very spurious technical ground, liquidating it, because you need permission to do anything. So it's an oppressive state. The assumption is you're not allowed to do anything unless you're specifically granted permission. It's not permissive liberty, which we have in the Republic of Ireland or the United Kingdom. You're allowed to do anything unless that's expressly forbidden. The assumption is turned on its head in Russia. So it's going to liquidate the organization, close its offices, possibly seize its assets. So there's been this crackdown on human rights groups throughout Russia. You know, the Sakharov Center was closed earlier this month, named after the Soviet-era dissident and nuclear scientist Andrei Sakharov. And it's just got worse, the way, you know, Vladimir Kara-Murza got 25 years in prison for peaceful dissent. And these are harsher sentences they had in the 1960s. It's staggering. So these grossly unfair trials, everything's said to be secret, people accused of espionage, people false accused of crimes against children and things like that, of drug smuggling, just for being dissidents. So the courts are always entirely pliant. They'll never give a decision. It's uncongenial to the Putin regime. So the Sakharov Center, it was a human rights organization. Andrei Sakharov, he did help to develop the Soviet nuclear bomb. But later he became disillusioned with the system, became a dissident in the 1960s. Now, this was a major headache when there's only one employer, and that was the state. But even then, he was handled relatively leniently. After Stalinism, people were not executed for this sort of thing, and they seldom went to labor camps. But often he was exiled, he couldn't get decent jobs. And, you know, if he'd been relatively privileged, had access to shops, you just go and get enough food like that, reduced having to wait for hours for basic foodstuffs. But in the 1980s, he was rehabilitated. Mikhail Gorbachev spoke to him on the phone, said, OK, you can come back to Moscow. He was allowed even back into the Communist Party and even to address one of the last congresses of the Communist Party, in which he advocated for withdrawal from Afghanistan. Because in Russia, you're not even allowed to discuss the war. You know, should one be fighting a war? Surely that's an issue worth debating. It impacts the public and they're entitled to form a view on it and then to opine on that, to protest against the war, to protest for the war, whatever. When the Afghan war was largely lost, only then was Andrei Sakharov able to say his piece. And of course, he got what he wanted. the government actually did what he wanted. And the Moscow Helsinki Human Rights Group, that's been closed down and so on. Memorial was closed down last year, set up right at the end of the Soviet era, when a lot of people were allowed to establish these organizations, when there actually became, started to be freedom of association, to found your organization, to send and receive information, to disseminate your views freely. And this will be taken away. You need permission to do everything, and protests are almost never allowed. If they are permitted, it'll only be by sort of pro-Kremlin group like communists or the Liberal Democrats or ultra nationalists. The Sabah Center used to particularly monitor racism. Of course, there's racism in Russia like everywhere else, particularly directed against ethnic minority people from, you know, former Soviet republics like Uzbeks, Tajiks, and so on, to a lesser extent, you know, Azerbaijanis, whoever, up towards non-white people from abroad, from various African countries. I'm not saying that most Russians are racist, no, far from it. And obviously the Putin regime has sometimes cozied up to racist groups or even against ethnic minority Russians like, you know, Tatars, Chechens, and so on. And some Yakuts have said they experience racial profiling from the police. And that's why, obviously, the Putin regime tries to curry favor with white supremacist groups abroad, as well as far left groups. So it just shows the utter cynicism, the utter moral bankruptcy of Putinism that will claim to be anti-fascist, and yet it will form alliances with genuinely neo-Nazi groups, and somehow the ultra-left forces them as well. I mean, anyone who's really anti-democratic, totalitarians of the world unite, that seems to be the slogan. But yet Putin honored some of these Soviet-era dissidents in the noughties. He met them, he provided them with prizes. There's even a statue to Alexander Solzhenitsyn in the middle of Moscow. I filmed it a few years ago. And I have a feeling Putin even unveiled it, even though he said, Solzhenitsyn said things about what the Red Army did to German women right after the Second World War. Not all of them, a small minority of Red Army soldiers. But he said things about that, that would have Solzhenitsyn sent to prison in Russia these days. And yet Putin honored him. And if what he said was such a lie, why on earth would Putin honor this guy? And Putin's obviously trying to rehabilitate the reputation of the Third Reich, and saying that the Soviet Union was right to form the Molotov-Ribbentrop Pact, the 10-year non-aggression pact on the 23rd of August, 1939. So it's very worrying on any sort of ridiculous ground that they're a foreign agent or whatever, they will be criminalized, called a so-called undesirable organization. Who doesn't desire them? The Putin regime doesn't desire them. People who fearlessly tell the truth, who advocate for human rights, who try to prevent torture, who try to prevent the murder of civilians at home and abroad, who try to insist on fair trials so that Russian constitutional rights are upheld and Russians not be oppressed and brutalized by their own government. It gets them to utterly avoidable wars of unprovoked aggression. And that really would be good if these people could express their views. I mean, if Putin was confident in what he's doing, if he believed the other back in the Russian people, he wouldn't be so perturbed about some of these civil society groups advocating for people's rights to be asserted. Anyway, so thank you so much for watching my channel. So please follow me on Patreon, donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. And remember, if you follow me on Patreon, there are loads of articles you can get to. All right, goodbye, goodbye, goodbye.